You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Discomfort is an inevitable part of life. Now, I know I'm not selling the dream here. It doesn't sound all that fun or particularly exciting. It can feel like the opposite direction of the way that we want to be traveling. But stay with me here. This idea of embracing discomfort makes our lives flow more freely. When we think about the example of physical discomfort, I often like to think of it as the discomfort we experience when we start a new exercise program, or we start running for the first time, or we start lifting weights at the gym. We know and expect there to be a physical discomfort from this new exercise. There's an expectation of discomfort. And we almost welcome the discomfort. We want it to be there because we can recognize it as an indication that we're making progress, that something is changing, that we are developing. We are literally getting physically stronger and fitter. When we look at discomfort, we have two options available to us and how we want to frame discomfort. Option A is we can choose the discomfort of change, right? In the example of where we are going to the gym, we can choose to experience discomfort because we know that there is change available through that experience of discomfort. Or we can choose option B, which is the discomfort of staying where you are. In this example with physical discomfort, if we choose to not do any exercise, to not walk or run or go to the gym or dance or do yoga or do any sort of physical activity, we will still experience discomfort. But it's discomfort from the stagnation of not changing. So we're going to experience discomfort either way, whether we go to the gym or we do nothing. We get to choose which flavor of discomfort we opt for. It's easy for us to view physical discomfort in this way. But what if we could apply the same principle to emotional discomfort? Again, we can experience option A of the emotional discomfort of change, of showing up in different ways, of practicing having different thoughts and holding different beliefs about things, questioning our choices, and are they aligned with where we want to continue to move into? Or we can choose option B of the emotional discomfort of staying where we are, of not making any changes, of staying locked into those same habitual thoughts and beliefs and patterns that will simply repeat the patterns of our life up until this point. We really want to give ourselves the opportunity to acknowledge that this discomfort is inevitable. We as humans on this planet are going to experience discomfort, but we get to choose which discomfort we're going to experience. The discomfort of change has potential sown into it. The discomfort of stagnation, of sameness, has us feeling a sense of hopelessness. So, fellow traveler, how would you navigate today if you embrace this inevitability of discomfort? What would you do? Where would you go? What would you say, and to whom? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you, as always, for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.